We're talking again this week with Greg McBride, a commodities broker with Allendale Inc. And Greg, let's talk about the latest U.S. export sales report. What did we see here this week?
Another very solid week of export sales. Old crop numbers for corn and soybeans were above the estimated range, so we'll look at it as a bullish sign here. In the grand scheme of things, the new crop numbers were a little bit disappointing, but at the end of the day, not a big deal. We don't necessarily start to worry about new crop sales until we get further into the summer anyway. So looking at 1.448 million metric tons for old crop corn and 804 to 805,000 tons for soybeans. Looks very good. China was another big buyer of old crop beans again, 500,000 tons for this week. That looks great for us. We continue to see those sales coming in, and that should help to kind of keep that narrative of that strong demand and seeing that that old crop spread continue to hold an inverse relationship to the deferred contracts.
Of course, the grain markets had a rough day yesterday. The export numbers here this morning, do you think that'll help out any?
Well, I think it will. I think we need some sort of a confirmation that we know we have these strong sales. I think there's a lot of people looking at those USDA numbers trying to gauge how you make a big change to the imports that China has for corn in the month of January, and don't make a huge change to the export demand on the U.S. balance sheet. So that looks a little bit suspect. I don't know that people are going to necessarily follow those. The big thing that we will be watching for is just continue to see these sales trickle in for the old crop, because we do know that South America is having some problems with their early bean harvest in Brazil. Plus, the weather situation in Argentina is an hour by hour, day by day situation that we have to monitor as far as their underlying dryness issues.
Any other advice for producers to pass along this week?
Well, I think at this point we look okay after getting beaten up for a couple of days. We do very well track that 2008 time frame as far as the way that the market rallied, set back on the January report, then rallied back up, set back on the February report, and then rallied back up. The cautious thing that I would have for everybody is as we go into first notice, typically we do slide from about the beginning of March and into late March, early April. So that'll be something to watch for and be cautious of.
All right, Greg, how can producers get in contact with your team?
They can call us at 800-262-7538.